Remember the 2013 Cheerios commercial with the little girl chatting with her mom?
Mom. Yes, honey?
Dad told me that Cheerios is good for your heart. Is that true?
Says here that Cheerios has whole grain oats that can help remove some cholesterol, and that's heart healthy.
Nothing like a heartwarming conversation about cholesterol with your child. But towards the end, she runs to her sleeping dad on the sofa and pours Cheerios all over him. It's adorable. And it's part of a trend because the little girl is biracial, her mom is white, her dad is black. If you watch TV at all, you've seen the boom in biracial advertising. There's also been a backlash. General Mills had to close the online comment section for that Cheerios ad because of racist vitriol. But Cheerios was also cheered, and the next year they ran a sequel in the Super Bowl. Brands like J.P. Morgan, Tide, and State Farm are all embracing interracial ads. Clear Blue Ovulation Tests has one in which an interracial couple is overjoyed at the possibility of being pregnant.
Good morning.
Check this out. Well, it's so exciting. It's thanks to my phone. I just took the ovulation test. It detects two hormones, and then the data goes onto my phone and tells me my fertile days.
How many days?
4 or more.
Nice.
It's the accuracy of an ovulation test combined with the convenience of an app.
Quite the pair.
Just like us.
And then the white husband is joined in bed by his black wife, who's holding the ovulation test. The commercial ends with them embracing. Wow. At one point in I Love Lucy, Lucy and Ricky couldn't even be seen in the same bed. Anyway, Jerome Williams is the Prudential Chair in Business at Rutgers Business School and Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost at Rutgers University, Newark. He's also former chair of the Board of Trustees of the American Marketing Association Foundation. Provost Williams, there's reportedly been a twofold increase in the last 4 years in the number of ads with biracial couples or families. Your thoughts?
There's no question about it. There's a pronounced increase. If you look at commercials on TV, they're pretty easy to spot. If you go back a number of years ago, you didn't really see many, although this is not the first time this has happened, but you really see a proliferation of them now.
And why do you think that is? Because according to a Pew Research Center report in 2017, there were 11 million Americans in biracial marriages, and many of them would have children. But 11 million out of over 300 million Americans isn't a lot. What do you think is going on? Are these ads targeting them?
Well, you look at the demographics of the country, and you see that the growth in the population is primarily among people from minority groups. And so when you think about it, and you think about the number of interracial marriages, and then you think of the offspring, the kids, it's a growing market. And so what the advertisers are trying to do is develop advertising that appeals to this market, but at the same time, they've got to be cautious that they don't offend. So it's a delicate balancing act that they have to do. What I have observed is that I call it, sticking their toe in the water to trying to see what kind of reaction they get. And typically, you see these couples and the children are very what I would call fair skinned, so that it's obvious that it's a mixed child. But I think more and more as you see this, you're going to see even more pronounced. They're not even going to be as much concerned about the skin tone and skin color.
Interesting that you say they've been somewhat maybe whitewashing some of the ads, maybe the skin not as dark. But you've said a couple things. I want to pick up on them. First of all, others are saying, yes, this is to target that growing population of multiracial Americans, but also Americus Reed, who's a marketing professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says this isn't just about multiracial Americans. It's about a broader base of Americans who approve of diversity and want their values to align with the products that they buy. And these companies know that. They're targeting people who may not have any diversity in their own families, but want to embrace diversity.
One of the strategies that marketers and advertisers often use is what I call starting off with ethnically ambiguous models, where it's not always apparent that it's a mixed-race child. And then if they don't get a negative reaction, then they go further in developing these types of ads. And it's not the first time that this type of strategy has been used.
Give us some history.
Well, if you look at ads dealing with people that are from gay communities, they did the same thing. There were gay ambiguous ads where you couldn't tell whether the people were in a homosexual relationship, and then it became more overt. And so the same thing happens here. You insert a level of ambiguity. What typically happens, let's stick with the interracial ads, if you're a person from a minority group, you're probably going to be more sensitive to that, something what we call distinctiveness theory that if you're a minority person in a population, these types of ads are going to resonate more with you.
You're going to get it immediately, right?
Yes, you're going to pick up on it. Whereas if you're a white person, you may not get it right away. And so what the advertiser is trying to do is to pick up those people, such as Dr. Reed was indicating, where diversity is a strong component of their core values and they like to see it, without alienating
right.
those who might have an adverse reaction.
Well, let's listen to one of the ads that is diverse in the world of LGBT families. They're at the front and center of Honey Maid's This Is Wholesome 2014 campaign. And in this clip, two loving gay fathers recall the moment they're matched with their adopted son. Here's a little.
None of it seemed real until we were matched with a birth mother and when they did an ultrasound. I just remember feeling like that was our kid.
Now, Honey Maid has been paying tribute to blended families, whether they're interracial or immigrant families or families with same-sex parents. And you talk about backlash. Remember when Wells Fargo had that learning sign language ad? It featured a lesbian couple, and they were reportedly real-life couple learning sign language because they were going to adopt a deaf daughter. And then one of them signs to the little girl when they meet her, we're going to be your new mommies. I'm so happy. And the little girl signs back, I'm happy too. Very tear-inducing. But the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association pulled its accounts from Wells Fargo in protest of these lesbian, you know, two mommies.
Right.
And they called for a boycott of the bank. And Wells Fargo stepped it up and continued the campaign.
Yeah, it's a guessing game, and I've seen many ad campaigns where you try to accomplish something that resonates in terms of social values, and you're hoping it works. And so the very community sometimes you may try to reach, you may get that backlash from the very target audience you're trying to identify with.
Mm. Well, a 2016 report by pregnancy and parenting website Baby Center and the market research company YouGov found 80% of some 2,000 parents surveyed were very pleased to see diverse families in ads. 72% of them said a brand that shares their values is an important factor in their purchasing decisions. Do companies ever, get research like this, take it further with all the data points they can get, and maybe put their diverse ads in one region of the country and not in others?
You know, one of the core principles of marketing is segmentation. So what might resonate with one segment of the market may not resonate with another segment of the market. And when you're talking about ads that are mixed-raced children and interracial couples, you've got to be very concerned about the age group you're targeting. I remember a number of years ago there was an ad about a young man who was African-American and a woman about his same age who was white, and they were going on a prom, and he was giving her flowers, and it was an interracial ad. And I used it in my class, and with the age group of my class, you know, in their early 20s, this was an undergraduate class, everybody thought it was a great ad. I really got very little reaction, assuming the comments were all genuine from that class. But then I did something interesting. I asked the class to take the ad home and show it to their parents, and if they could, to their grandparents. When the students in my class came back for the next class meeting, which had been over the weekend, they came back appalled at the reaction of their parents and grandparents, who just thought it was a terrible ad, and how could they run an ad like this?
I just want to ask one last thing. Unfortunately, this is not an American research. This is from Britain. But yes, the diverse ads are increasing, the biracial couples, LGBT. Some people are complaining we don't see enough single parents in advertising. But does it match the population yet, the percentage of people in diverse situations that we're seeing in advertising? Does it even come close to the world many Americans live in?
No, I don't think so. If you look at the Census Bureau and the number of interracial couples and the marriages, right now it's exceeding what we're seeing on TV and in magazines and newspapers. If you look at the number of biracial children and the biracial marriages, percentage of ads is far lower right now.
Yeah. That's Jerome Williams, Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost at Rutgers Newark Campus, Chair of the Board of Trustees of the American Marketing Association Foundation in the past. Provost Williams, thanks so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.